96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I know I haven't dedicated the last 2 years of my life to such outright foolishness, and I know that you are not that stupid. It was a choice, Marcus or the presidency, one or the other, but not both. You don't get to have both. You get to be powerful. You get to change the world. You don't get to be vulnerable or weak or compromised in any way by anyone.
That was a scene from the hit series Scandal. Character Olivia Pope telling Senator Milly Grant, you can't have a love interest and a high-profile career. Words to live by on the series, but is that really true for those of us down here on the ground below the ivory tower? Can you have a dream career and dreams of an ideal mate? Can they coexist? Well, we're talking about that tonight. Joining me in studio is Stacey J. Johnson, relationship expert and author of Date Girl, 143 Reasons. 143 Reasons Why I Believe Women Should Date Multiple Men. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And Ed Woods, entertainment attorney and law professor at the Howard University School of Law. What a mix we have tonight. Lines are open. We want to talk about that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Ed, thanks for joining me on the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Stacey, good to see you again.
Good to see you as well.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You had a birthday. You're a year younger.
Oh, absolutely. Once you get my age, keep them going back, Harold.
You're back in the time machine.
Yeah.
Okay, so ladies first, can you have a career, your dream career, and your ideal mate? Can they coexist?
I think they can, but I do think that there is going to be a give and take because women, and I have to say, it depends really on how equally yoked you are with the gentleman. And the reason I say that is because if there's any type of similarities, like for instance, if you are a brand and you're building a brand as a female and you know, you're speaking and you're a public speaker and then your significant other who you're dating, if he is in marketing or something like that, then those two kind of coexist so that there's a balance. You guys can really, you know, he can help your business. You can help his business. It is difficult if there is not any type of similarity, nothing where basically we can kind of can coexist in even the careers. I think it is difficult. So I can say the easier way is if there is some type of coexistence with the careers. If there isn't that, it's very difficult.
And he would probably also have to understand the other 142 men. I mean, reasons why. It's reasons, right? Not
yes, men.
I'm sorry.
It's reasons, not men.
Ed, same question. Can ideal career and your ideal mate coexist, or do you have to choose?
Well, before I answer that question, let me just respond to the initial response on the other side from the woman's perspective that was just given. I think that there's also another play on that. What happens a lot of times when you also have similar careers or similar like careers, there becomes also a competitiveness that happens as well. So that also creates some kind of tension between the respective relationships.
Now, hold on, Ed. Back up now. We're talking about your love interest, and you're now competing with your love interest?
Absolutely. I mean, I take my personal situation, and I can reflect on it when, say, for instance, my wife, we come from the same industry. You know, she was vice president of Bad Boy Records for 17 years. We were married for 10. But, you know, there's times where she would have to go to Japan for 4 months, and I'm sitting at home, you know, taking care of back and forth, doing my job, moving around, but still taking care of my 9-year-old, but ultimately I want to be in those various places, whether it's the Grammys or the like, or the things that happen within my industry, but I'm basically torn from that. So you're constantly pulling and struggling to try to basically achieve a certain level. So there is a certain kind of, not, I don't want to say jealousy, but there's a competitiveness to
No,
win.
Jealousy is it. You said it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see that. Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know, but I just, you know, why would you compete with your mate? You're supposed to work.
I think that when the careers are that close, like both of, it seems like Ed and his wife are both executives in entertainment. I'm talking about, say, for instance, if you're a brand and then you have a partner that's in marketing, then they kind of complement each other. So that makes it easier. So, yeah, I could see how there could be some jealousy if the wife is, you know, on the red carpet doing her thing, speaking on behalf of the record company, and he's at home babysitting the kids because they have like interests. I mean, exact almost. They're doing the same thing. So I could see how at one point he may be jealous. At another point, if he's doing well or doing some things that she wants to do, she may be jealous. But I still...
Yeah. And not to cut you off, but like to answer his question, which you originally asked me, can they coexist?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they can, but there is a conflict that always plays in part. So now my wife is no longer in the entertainment business. She owns restaurants, which takes up primarily 17 hours, sometimes 16 hours out of her day.
Mm.
So therefore, you know, I'm constantly struggling because I travel a lot. So it creates pressure because we're now in two separate industries.
Wow. Okay. So in the beginning, there was jealousy and competition. Now there's pressure. I mean, how does that work? That just doesn't seem right. Am I missing something here, Ed? Because it sounds to me like no matter, you know, what she's doing or what you're doing, that the reality is that you both have high profile careers
and are very ambitious,
and you're struggling with the relationship. Am I missing something here?
Well, you know what? I think that it depends on the timing of in the space in a person's life. So, for instance, at a younger age, you know, it really didn't matter because, you know, there was no 9-year-old running around the house. But as you get older and your things change, your priorities change, and you get to a point where you learn to coexist. So
mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily consider it a struggle, but I think if you have a common goal and you feel like there's a success level, depending on what you deem to be success. Some people don't see success as, you know, making money or having certain heights of wealth. They might see, you know, we just want a picket fence and two dogs and a cat, and I want to be home at 5 o'clock, and both people get along that way.
Or maybe just a hamburger at the restaurant that's made the way you ask it to be made. How about that?
Mm. Exactly.
Well, there you go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're asking, can a great career and a great relationship coexist, or do you have to choose? Let's go to Andrea. Andrea calling from Upper Marlboro. What do you say, Andrea?
I have like two really quick points.
Sure.
So I think initially, whether you're dating, I don't know. I'm older, so I don't.
What's older?
I wouldn't just. I'm 44.
Oh, that's
so
older. Oh, yeah. It's all downhill from there, Andrea. 44. Go right ahead.
No, it's not.
I know.
So I'm just saying, you know, in your 20s, dating is a little different. So I don't know how you want to define it. But there should be some conversation ahead of time before you get married. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like the marriage that the gentleman just talked about, that would not work for me. If you're gone, I'm coming to see you at some point. You're not going to stay gone 4 months and I don't see you. No, that's not going to happen. So there has to be a conversation ahead of time, you know, what everyone can handle. So, like, it works for them. It wouldn't work for me. So I feel like a conversation should be ahead of time. And then once you have a conversation, then you can determine if it'll work or if it wouldn't work. Because, like I said, someone like myself, I'm going to do everything I can on my part to make sure we have money and be with my mate, mm-hmm. my current mate. He does what he needs to do to make sure that we're financially secure. But at the end of the day, we would totally give up our jobs and kind of live off of our savings and retirement if it was to ever jeopardize time we had with each other or our children. So, but then we would never know that if we never had that conversation ahead of time.
Good point, Andrea. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Can your dream career and dreams of an ideal mate coexist? Yay or nay? What do you think? Lines are open. Okay, so I guess here's the thing, Stacey. Mm-hmm. Is it different for men than it is for women? Do women often find themselves, even high-profile, big career women, find that they are the ones who must sacrifice?
Well, I think, and I really like the caller you just had.
Andrea.
Andrea. Simply because it does need to be a conversation, but when will the conversation happen? Because it's difficult when you're dating someone and you don't know what the future may hold. So then you get to know this person, you decide you're going to get married, and then something happens with your career, his career. Now you have to be gone. I think that if you know the heart of the person and really, like for instance, Ed, it seems like him and his wife have been married 100 years. I mean, you know, 17 years, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying, Ed, it seems like you've been, you guys stick in there together no matter how hard it gets. So I think because the heart, he knows the heart of his wife. She knows the heart of him. It makes them work through it. Now, to go back to your question, I do believe that a woman can have both, but there will be some challenge. The thing about relationships that get me is that we just think, girl, he gonna fall from the face of, he gonna fall out of heaven, and then guess what? We just gonna be all happy, and we're never gonna go through something.
No,
we're, you know what?
Just asking.
Well,
yeah.
Well, let me point something out, because I find a lot of times, and I have to point to my respective industry. I find people that they'll think about, oh, I would love to marry Beyonce or marry Rihanna or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a regular guy who has a regular job, married Beyonce, he's never going to see her because he's on tour for 2 years. But if you know that it's like somebody marrying a professional athlete that plays baseball, and they're playing baseball 9 months out of the year, so
mm-hmm.
they're really not around.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you get all of the perks of having the big house, the cars.
You better speak, Ed.
Private jet.
Yeah, but hold, but is that a perk? You know, I mean, because it's still an empty vessel if the spirit of the one you love is not there.
Oh, I'm going to get a violin and start playing it in 2 minutes. Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Harold, come on.
It depends who you ask.
I mean, geez, just is it because it's Valentine's Day on Tuesday? Because that sounded very poetic and like something you just read out of romantic, some type of novel.
Yeah. But that's what, I mean, you talk about perks, Ed, you know, the big house and the big car and all of that. Well, you know, those things are fleeting. You know,
Okay, let's take something more serious then.
Well, hold your point, because I've got to take a break, and I want to make sure that you get your point, because I really do want to hear what you have to say. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Can you have your dream career and your ideal mate at once? Can they coexist? Or do you have to choose? We're talking about that tonight, and lines are still open. If you're on the phone, hang on. That includes Lily calling from Virginia. We're going to talk to you also. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. 202-319-7810. Can you have your cake and eat it too? No, your mate and your career. It's the same thing. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Howard University Radio.